Hello, Valentina. How are you? I'm good. Thank you for asking. Valentina, my name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the regional specialists, so I handle pricing and details for your area. I believe you've been talking with John, my representative. So I'm taking a look at the notes. Let me take a look here. So let's see, Brent Appliance Repair, and you did mention, so you guys were referred by a friend of your husband's?
Yeah, he's also appliance repair, LA Appliance, in something, LA Appliance.
Oh, do you know his phone number?
Yeah, I think so. I can find. You need his phone number?
Yeah, just so I could take a look.
Mm-hmm.
Where is he based out of?
He's in LA.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, his number is 818-730-5549 is what I have.
Okay, let me take a look. Valentina, that's such a pretty name. Were you born in February?
No, it's April.
No, I only ask because my uncle's name is Valentino, and he was born in February. He was born on Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right?
Good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the guys.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so yeah, he actually, his name is Anatoly?
Anatoly, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, it looks like Anatoly is doing our platinum package. So let me tell you a little bit about the way that our program works, and then we can go from there. Okay. So when it comes, Valentina, to first page placement on Google, we work with one business per industry per area. You guys are based out of Corona, but John put that your husband goes as far as 50 miles, right? For potential clients, correct? For appliance repair?
Not 50, no.
Okay, how far does he travel?
About the most, I think, 30 miles, yeah.
30 miles, okay, let me correct that.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I see that, now he does for both residential and commercial, so like restaurants, any appliance repairs, like with refrigeration or anything like that. Oh, beautiful.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wanted to ask you, Valentina, so the business is Brent Appliance Repair. John put that you guys have a website, but, you know, I try to open it, and it doesn't take me anywhere.
No, I just opened it. It's open on the website.
Oh, so you just – okay, so you already created it, or are you working on it now?
No, it's already like for a few years.
Really?
It's called brandappliancerepair.com.
Okay, let me try to take a look again because when
I
searched for it does not come up. Let me see if maybe this one's it. Are you sure it doesn't have an S, right, in it? It's just
no
Brent?
S.
Okay.
Brand Appliance Repair, no S.
When was the last time you looked at it?
Right now, I'm looking.
You're looking at it right now? Okay.
Yes.
Let me see if I can pull it up on my phone. It could be that I'm not seeing it from my computer. I'm going to look on my phone. BrentAppliancerepair.com. And do you use Facebook at all? You ever go on Facebook?
He's not. I mean, we're not like very tech people, especially him. It's just, and I cannot do everything, so.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, there's a page on Facebook, but nothing done there. Nothing.
Okay, that's okay. Just as long as you have something. Let me see here. The reason that I ask is because I would like to offer you our platinum package. Our platinum package includes both Google and Facebook marketing. And so I see, let me see here, let me apply the credit for you. 15 years in business, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm offering you is what we call our legacy discount. So what you're looking at is a flat monthly rate of $299 a month. Okay. It's a month-to-month program. Now, it will come with a one-time $99 setup fee. The setup fee is just to cover your programming. So mm-hmm. it would make the initial investment getting started today $398, and every month after you pay $299 a month with no contracts, okay, month-to-month. Mm-hmm. And this would mm-hmm. get him listed on the first page of Google. So when they're typing in appliance repair, whether it be a stove, refrigerator, dishwasher, you know, they'll see his company listed immediately on that first page as a top recommended option. They'll click on his phone number and call him directly. Now, we would also list him on the first page of Bing. We would be running Facebook ads. Now, a Facebook ad, Valentina, when someone does a search on Google for his services, and let's say that they did not call him, but they're on their Facebook page and they're looking through pictures or stories, all of a sudden, they will see his ad appear. And this is what's mm-hmm. going to help him reach more new potential clients, but we will make it unique to target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. When they click on his ad, they will call him directly. And I will tell you, a lot of our clients have really seen great results with those ads because it's like constantly reminding them, hey, you were looking for someone who does appliance repair. Here's a company that offers it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
in addition to that, we make sure that the website be attached where his business is being promoted. And we also will include Yelp and Apple, list him on those directories. And we cover what's called the mobile platform. So anyone mm-hmm. who does a search from their iPhone, from their Android, or from their tablet will be able to find him on the first page of Google immediately. So mm-hmm. this particular package would be covering all of his bases.
Mm-hmm. So it's like you said, $299 monthly, and there is like, so all these ads included, like you
yes.
say, like
he's not going to pay, yeah, he's not going to pay like additional click fees, right. Nothing like that. He's just going to still pay the $299 a month, and we're going to be running those Facebook ads.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Google also, yeah.
Well, you'll be listed on the first page of Google in the local map. It's not the Google ads, and I'll be honest with you, Valentina, I recommend more the Facebook ads than the Google ads. The Google mm-hmm. ads, those run like on a rotation, right? So sometimes you might mm-hmm. see them, sometimes you might not. At mm-hmm. least with the Facebook ads, it's like if I went on Facebook and I'm in Corona and I'm looking for appliance repair, and let's say I didn't call you, right? But now I'm on mm-hmm. Facebook and I'm just looking through pictures or stories on my Facebook page, all of a sudden, I'm going to see your ad appear on my Facebook. It's like reminding me you were looking for an appliance repair company. Here's a company that offers that service. So it's what we mm-hmm. call retargeting. It's constantly reminding you, hey, you were looking for that service or you were looking for that item. Here's someone who sells it or here's a company that offers that service. So that's how it would work. Okay?
Mm-hmm. But concerning Google, you mean it's going to be on the first page, but it's not like it's you, if you want to, like, advertise, you have to pay extra, yeah, is what you're saying, yeah?
What it is this, right? I recommend Facebook ads over the Google ads mm-hmm. because Google ads are more expensive. Mm-hmm. Google ads, Valentina, mm-hmm. that package is $499 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So
if you, right, and that's because it includes Google ads at the top. We're talking about when you do a search on Google, for, let's say you're looking for a tire shop or you're looking for a restaurant, you know the map that pops up right away with the little red dots?
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah. the local map section. That's where he's going to be listed on the first page because that's where 90% of the searches will start and stop. So people who mm-hmm. are looking for a service are going to click on the businesses that are on that local map section in the first page. Some of them do mm-hmm. click on those that are in the Google ads, but majority are clicking on the local map.
It's what he used to have. Yeah, we didn't pay ads, but he was on the first page, maybe because of good reviews. But is it possible to?
What was it under? Was he? Has he always been in Corona?
Yeah.
And it was under Brent Appliance Repair?
Brent Appliance Repair. And for a few years, it was really good and never had problems. He started, like, getting, like, a lot of reviews, and he was getting, like, you know, on the first list. And he has, like, a lot of calls now. But, yeah, after they suspended and we have no luck to reinstate
him. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's what I told John. Yeah, because there's no Brent Appliance on Google right now, and it's
yeah, there isn't.
If we're gonna open a new profile, all his reviews just gonna be gone anyway, you know. So,
but you know what? We can help you. We can definitely help you with your reviews, okay? Because what we can at least do is create you this little tiny URL. Okay, and you can actually send it to by text or by email to your clients. You know, if you're still in contact with a lot of your clients, or even if there's family members that he did work for on their appliances, ask them to leave reviews. So this way, I know it's horrible because like the reviews you guys had previously, but we can at least help you generate more reviews. I mean,
so there is no way we can reinstate the one we had before.
Well, do you still have the login? Because I don't even see that one.
I mean, I have like I have profile ID number because it's suspended. It's not showing. It's why.
When was the last? When did they just? Okay, hold on. Let me check with my manager because I don't know if we could even retrieve it. Give me a second. Let me ask. Let me see.
Yeah, I mean, like, we tried to reinstate through the emails, and they just denying us without showing any reason.
They're not saying why they're denying you?
The last conversation, they told us that email that we sent, like, reinstatement we requested was from different emails. And they saying, like, that we have to submit reinstatement from email they have before, something like that, you know. But I don't know, my husband only has one email, and the only thing, like, we had a guy who like created for us the website, and he was kind of manage our Google page. And first time he reinstated and it was okay, and I asked him if he actually used his email. He said no. Couple months later, he's like, oh yeah, I did it for my. So now so he already reinstated. He tried to reinstate from his email and still got denied.
Yeah.
He asked why.
And I'll tell you why. Because that email is not associated with your husband's business. So he actually hurt you guys by doing that. Even though he went and turned around and reinstated it with his email to get it out of the suspension originally. Okay, originally, so when he went to unsuspended, he put his email in place. So
yes,
what that does
yeah.
is it draws a red flag. So now when he tried to reinstate it for you guys again, Google's not going to do it because now it looks like something's not right. So I don't know if we would even... Go ahead.
Yeah, last time, like when they suspended again, he suggested, he's like, oh, you need to do it. So from your email.
Well, how
and
can you do it if he had already changed it?
No, I tried to reinstate from my, I got to the Google, Google was responding to me. First they asked me like additional document. I sent it and right away they sent it was denied without no question, no reason. And I tried to ask them again, and then they told me that email was sent from, reinstatement request was sent from the different email that they haven't filed.
Right.
So, and that's it, and no, it didn't go anywhere. So
it's
then
because,
I asked this guy
it's
who
because
asked
Valentina,
the first time,
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you why. When he retrieved it, right, the first time, he put his email. Yeah. So yeah. The second time, he told you to do it. You're doing it from a different email. And that's why mm-hmm. Google denied you, because it's not the email, that's his email. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay. No, yeah, but then, like, he tried from his also after, and it's also denied. Because it's completely, like, messed up now, you know?
Exactly, because he messed it up. He should have never done it to begin with his email. Because when he did that, and then he told you, you go in and do it now, when you try to do it and upload your documents, Google's like, nope, none of this matches. This is not the original mm-hmm. email. Google is cracking down on businesses that are, my manager's asking me something. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, hold on, I'm messaging him something. I guess she
mm-hmm.
had.
Okay.
Let me just ask him, has someone managing her Google business profile?
Mm-hmm.
It was suspended. The guy went in and put his email and had it reinstated. It became
the first time it worked, but the second time, it was just for one month it was working, our business profile, and then they suspended it again. And now it's from October, we have no luck.
He told her to do it herself from her email. She tried. And Google denied it. Okay. So my manager said, this was before me telling you everything, that we can... He said, we can get it, we can work on getting it out of suspension, but it's gonna take time. It's not gonna happen overnight. It's gonna take a while. And you're gonna need to provide the documentation, like insurance, license, all of that documentation that Google's requiring now for us to try to get it out of the suspension. So that can take some time, Valentina. So I'm asking him, you know what I was going to ask you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have, when I looked up your phone, what's your husband's phone number for the business? What's it listed under?
The phone number?
Uh-huh.
951-733-9376. He actually has two phones, and, like, I don't know if it's a problem, messed up with everything. He has also another phone number.
Okay, give me one second. Okay, let me see. What's the other phone number?
It's 951. 454-5735.
Okay, I'm going to look up something real quick. When you tried to get it out of the suspension, what email address were you using? His email for the business, or were you using your email?
I used from his.
Okay.
Then I tried, but for some reason, I on his email, and when I get, like, from Google, like, my correspondence from Google.
Uh-huh.
And there's, like, this, you know, like, there's, like, blue citing that, okay, our policy, like they say, like you can go to our policy. When I press on our policy, for some reason, when I try to do something, like even find his business, there's like drop off menu, you know? It doesn't come like break up.
Did your husband used to be Vitox?
Yeah. I mean,
appliance repair?
It was his very first name. Then he created Brent Appliance, the website, and opened Brent Appliance. And another thing, I don't know, first it was like DBA, Brent Appliance.
Uh-huh.
Then like in 2019, it was like California Law required to be like...
I'm sorry, is it Brand? B-R-A-N-D, right? Brand?
Uh-huh.
Okay, they put Brand. No wonder I couldn't find anything. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let me go here.
Brand.
Oh, my gosh. Uh-huh. I'm so sorry. Okay, so let me do this. His number,
Vitox. Yeah, I think he has a Vitox also.
I see you guys on Yelp. I see you on Yelp, and now I find the website. Oh, my goodness. Okay, now I see the website. you know how I was looking it up? Well, my colleague put Brent, B-R-E-N-T.
Okay.
It's B-R-A-N-D.
D, yes. Uh-huh.
Brand Appliance Repair. Okay, now I found your page. Okay, looks really good. Beautiful website, by the way. All right, now let me see if I can find something. I'm going to go, let me see. This one's the referral number. Okay, now I'm going to go here. So, like I was telling you, my manager in that department said, we can definitely claim, we can claim it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we can get it out of the... to get it out of suspension and then transfer it over to you. But it's going to take some time. It's really going to take some time.
Any ideas how long sometimes?
Oh, you know, I don't even want to tell you because I'll tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, whenever, like in a case like this where it's not an issue like this, we always give the timeline 30 to 45 days for you to be on the first page placement of Google. Okay, but because we have this issue that we're going to have to try to claim your profile, okay, get it out of the suspension, and then transfer it over to you, it might take longer than the 30 to 45 days. So I just want you to be aware of that. In the meantime, though, we're still running Facebook ads for him. We're still, you know, helping with placement on Apple as well, and then on Bing Local, which is the first page on Bing too. And he can still be found through mobile devices. It's just that the first page placement on Google is going to take longer.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Under like Facebook, because it's completely like dead page, you know, so there is like how can we make it running, you know, because of the age, so we need to do something in a page.
Let me see what he's saying here. If we claim we could do a second one, if we claim we would do a second one, but we will merge. Okay. If we claim we would do a second okay, so here's going to be the process, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to go in and claim it as part of our process, right?
Uh-huh.
So when that happens, okay, what we would do then is get it out of the suspension. So they're going to ask, like, we're going to tell you, we're going to give you a list of items that we want you to send pictures of. Work tools, work equipment, work truck or work van that he uses, showing the license plate, send us a picture of his business license, his insurance, where he stores his equipment. If he stores it like in a corner in your garage, I don't know where, but take a picture of that. If he does invoices, send us a blank invoice, a photo of that. Send us a photo of his business card that he hands out to his clients. Because this is going to help us show Google, listen, this is their company to get you out of suspension. So in other words, instead of you going directly to Google and going around in circles with them, right, trying to get it done, we're going to be doing it for you, okay? But I want you to be, I want us to be on the same page, Valentina. This is going to take time, okay? It will not happen overnight, but we are going to do our best.
Okay.
Okay. Let me see. I'm just asking him a question. And you said you have the, what ID do you have, hun, to get into that one that it stated? When was the last time you tried to claim it? Do you remember?
We did like for whole like December month.
Oh, just recently you were trying to do it. Oh, you poor thing. Oh my gosh,
yeah,
that's terrible.
It was like, it was reinstated in August and like, or like September, something like that. It like, in October.
Oh my gosh. Wow, what a mess,
like,
huh? Oh,
yeah,
you poor thing.
We're trying to have this conversation and it's just unbelievable. And it's a problem that we can't even like talk to some like a live person. All this, like, there's nothing. Last email, they referred me like, yeah, I understand your frustration, but you can contact our specialist team. Where's the specialist team I can find? There's, I was looking for all these business, Google business pages. There's none of those special teams. They offer some calls, but they're saying, oh, we're not dealing with any, like, reinstatement or, like, suspension or whatever.
Yeah, it leaves you without no one to talk to. And see, this is the thing, Valentina, because our company, we're a Google channel partner. We have a representative from Google that if we come across any issues, like if we're having trouble, we can reach out to our representative to help us. So it kind of takes that off your hands and let us deal with it, right?
Absolutely,
so this way it's not such a headache for you. So yeah, now also with this, Valentina, and I'm so glad we straightened that part out. Because I kept looking up Brandt Appliance Repair, and I'm like, I'm not seeing your website. And you're like, I'm looking at it. And I'm like, I don't see it. Now I know. Because I was spelling it wrong. Okay. So, and the website's beautiful. Really great job on that. Did you do that yourself?
No. This is the guy, actually, who messed up our Google stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, he did a good job.
Yeah,
I don't want to say that he didn't. It looks good.
Yeah. I mean, with the website, yeah, we're not like no complaint. But he was trying to manage our Google and,
work. And it just, it's okay. It's okay. We can, can definitely help you fix it. And I did find your Facebook page too. I believe this one's yours. Let me take a look. So your husband does like all the updated appliances too, right? Like the really new ones that are digital? That's
digital,
good to know.
But
that's good to know because I have family out like in Corona and other areas. So if they need an appliance repair person, I'll refer them to you.
All different brands, all types
right.
of appliances.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's good to know. Does he ever go to Orange County?
I mean, if he can. I mean, it's not maybe like.
But it's not like his
hours.
Preference. Yeah.
I mean, like your Belinda, because we're next to your Belinda. Like,
yeah, you're not far from your Belinda. Anaheim Hills is a good area, too.
Because we just like we're in the beginning of Corona.
Yeah.
So just first day.
Oh, so like we're Greenview and those areas, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Green River, it's where we live, yeah.
Oh, okay. Very nice, very nice.
First exit from Orange County, yeah.
Okay, okay. All right, then let's see. So what do you think? I mean, do you guys want to give this a shot, Valentina?
Yes, yes, we want to.
Okay.
Do you need his ID profile number? Because I have it.
You're going to give that during the client interview, and I'll notate it. So who are we creating?
Okay.
The account here with us, is it going to be under your name or your husband's name?
I don't know if, I do all calls and talking.
You do everything? Okay, so then we'll create everything under your name because, like, let's say we had a question, right? We need something from you. We would contact you, correct?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because
That's what I wanted to know. And Valentina, you spell your name Valentina. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Correct. Uh-huh.
And what's your last name, Valentina?
Okay, it's a Tokarev. It's T like Tom, O, K, A, Apple, R, E, V like Victor.
Okay. Tokarev?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the best email for you? This is where we're going to send your receipt and correspondence from us, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, just go to mine, yeah. It's Valtalk. Actually, you know what? Mine is always overloaded.
I would say, does he have a business email?
Yeah, like he has, it's, let me see.
Okay.
It's gonna be V, like under his name, V Talk, because he's Vitaly.
Oh, V Talk? Uh-huh.
V Talk, it's gonna be V-I-T-O-K-S. V Talk.
Okay.
61, VTalk61@gmail.com.
Do you get text messages on this phone number that you and I are speaking on?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to send you a text message, and I want you to see to make sure that I spelled it correctly. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Give me one second, and I'm going to send it to you right now. Let's see. Okay, I just sent you the text. If you could take a look at the way I typed the email, if that's the way it should be.
No, it's going to be S, V, talk, S. After
S like A. Sam?
Yeah.
Okay, so V-I-T-O-K and then an S like Sam, 61.
No, it's also... No, K-S, K-S. You have right, just S, S after K.
Okay. So it's an S after the K. So in between the K and the 6 is the letter S, like Sam, right? Or like son?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, now I got it. Okay, perfect. So let me do this. What I'm sending you right now is I'm sending you these two emails, and they are coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Now, the first email is going to say Google and Facebook marketing. It's going to show the price, $299 a month with a one-time $99 setup fee and everything that we are including, okay, in that package.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
second email, and it shows your price and everything. The second email is going to say client dashboard analytics. So Valentina, you're going to have a customized tracking and reporting system that you guys will have so you can track your results with us and see what keywords you're listed for, how many times you came up in the search results, how many phone calls you received, so you can track all of that, okay? And then, so there goes that one. Now, on your phone, I'm going to send you these two text messages, okay? So the first text, now, Valentina, I'm what's considered the lead. They call me the lead on the account, okay? So I always like for you to still have my information for your records. So the first text that you're going to receive right now is going to have my name. It's going to say, hi, this is Nadine Medina with my number and my extension. Now, the second text will have the number to our customer service department. Whenever you have an update, a change, a question, or even a concern regarding your account, you will contact our customer service department, and we are always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. We're in Fountain Valley. We're actually in Orange County. I live in Anaheim, by the way. So we're always here for you Monday through Friday, okay? Now, and that second one should have went through. Let me resend it. I just want to make sure it went through. Did you
get
the
one of those?
You got one. Let me get the second one over to you. Now, I know that the phone number for the business is going to be different. So whenever, let's say, Valentina, we have an update on the account, right? Or we need something from you regarding the account. We will call you on your phone, okay?
Yes.
Now, for the business, what number do you want them to call? Because on Yelp, you guys have the 954-454-5735 number. What number do you want them to call for the business?
Is it under brand appliance on Yelp,
Yeah, on Yelp it says brand appliance repair and the phone number shows as 951-454-5735. That was one of the numbers you gave me.
Yeah, I keep this one. I know like we have like on our website different number, but I want to try to, I'm going to tell him to change it because we kind of messed up. Yeah, so he's going to change to another one, okay? The one that's on Yelp.
That's the number that's on Yelp that should show for the business. Perfect. That's what I wanted to clarify. Yes. So I wanted to make sure that that's the number that shows because that's the number that'll show on Google and anywhere we list you, okay? Perfect. Yeah. That's what I wanted to make sure. Thank you for clarifying that. Okay. And that's also the number that shows on your Facebook.
Yes,
Okay, perfect. You got the second text message, right, that I sent you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Now, Valentina, what is the address that you used, okay, to verify the business?
1573.
Okay, let me go back. 1573. Okay.
San Almada is S-A-N. And another world, Almada
Road?
A-L. San Almada Road.
Got it. Okay, perfect.
Corona 9282.
Yes, that's what I show. Okay, 92882. Awesome. Now, for the payment, okay, that you're making today, I was going to ask you, do you do like facials? You do, right? I saw your Google profile. Wow. Oh, how awesome. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, let me see.
You're in Mission. Oh, so you work at one in Mission Viejo. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's far away.
Yeah, I have family in Mission Viejo. I can send them to you. My aunts.
Wow.
It's good to market like that, right? Word of mouth goes a long way. Now, Valentina, for the payment that you guys are making today, so today you're paying $398 to get it started. We're going to get everything going. We're going to schedule your client interview for tomorrow with our one of our technicians to go over, like, the issue about the suspension. I'm going to also notate, because you mentioned you have that ID number, I'm going to put it in the notes, but they'll also go over that with you, too, tomorrow, okay? Mm-hmm. And they'll talk to you about your Facebook ads. They're going to talk to you about keywords and all of that. So for the billing, whose name is on the card that you're using today for the payment? Is it your name, the business name? Is it both? Is it your husband's name?
It's going to be, I'm just looking because I have his information about payment.
That's so nice that he has you to help him.
Yeah. You know, like, his English not as mine, like, I'm a little better than him with English, so it's why, why I have to, he's always want me to talk to people, you know.
What's your second language?
We speak Russian.
Russian. Wow. Yeah. I think my name's very common, or it's, well, my name, actually, I think Nadia is a form from my name,
Nadia,
right?
Yeah. Nadia, yeah.
It means hope.
Nadia, yeah.
Yeah, I remember Nadia Comuneci, right? Wasn't she Russian?
Yeah.
From the one, she was a famous gymnastics, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Right. Wow. Okay, I have his card.
Okay.
Vitaly Topor.
Okay, you'll have to spell it for me, okay?
It's a V like Victor, I, T like Tom, A, Apple, L, Larry, I, Ice Cream, Y like Yellow. Vitaly.
Okay. Vitaly, and then Tokarev, the same last name as yours, right? Okay. No middle initial or nothing like that, correct?
No.
Okay. Is the business name on the card too or no?
Yes, but it's Vitex Supply.
Vitex Supply?
Vitex Appliance Repair.
Oh, Vitex Appliance Repair is what it says on the.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, both Vitaly Toker and Vitex Appliance, yeah.
Vitex Appliance Repair. Okay. What's the billing address for that card?
92882.
Oh, same address?
Same address, yeah.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
No, it's a Visa.
Visa. And what's the card number when you're ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. It's a 4339-9319-5134-8101.
When does it expire, the month and the year?
It's August 24th.
And what is the CVV code on the back?
So 462.
462. Now, Valentina, I want to put a security question on your account with us. So it could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Yeah, the pet's name.
What was your pet's name, your first pet's name?
Murka.
Oh, how do you spell M-U-R?
Yeah. M-U-R-K-A.
K-A. I almost had it right. Aw, how cute. Murka. I like that.
It's
okay.
a Russian cat name.
Oh, so it is? I was going to ask. Aw, how cute.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do, Valentina, is I'm listing you, so we're going to call you the primary on the account, Okay. Whenever we have an update, we have a question, or we're going to contact you regarding the account. Okay. So what I'm going to do right now, before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification. It is for your protection. It will outline our service agreement, and it's going to state in there, like, the billing date, the amount. It'll state that we ask for a 2-month verbal agreement, okay, but you pay monthly. If at any time you decide you don't want to do this anymore, you want to discontinue, we're just going to ask you to call us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged, okay? And that's it.
And the business, usually, what's going to be a business?
Nothing disappears.
Like payment date.
Yeah.
On a payment date.
There's no cancel. The payment date is always going to be the same day, always. It'll be like today, you're paying $398, and I'll say that in the voice verification. Every ninth of the month, you will only be charged $299. Okay? All right.
Okay.
Now, what I'm going to do first is I'm going to turn on the recording. But when I'm walking you through this, if there's something that you don't understand, just do me a favor. Just stop me and say, what does that mean? So this way, I can go back and review it and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Okay.
Okay, beautiful. So, Valentina, I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business as how it should read on the first page of Google. So please state the name of the business.
Brent Appliance Repair.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Valentina,
so you're
going to
state, and your title within the business, you're the manager, the co-owner. What would be your title?
Like manager, yeah.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
And Valentina, your husband, Vitaly Tokarev, also has permission to make changes to the account if he ever calls in to make a change, right?
Yes.
Now, and you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Valentina, it's important that you're actively involved in the campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
From Local Splash, yes, but the rest?
No.
No.
Perfect.
Why?
Yeah. Yes, and we're just saying, because, like, let's say we have an update, and we know sometimes, Valentina, you can't pick up the phone. You're in the middle of a call, right? All we're asking is just respond within 24 business hours. Now, you might get a company that might call you that's trying to sell you other marketing. They're not associated with us. We will never call you to ask you to spend more money. So if that happened, ask them. If they try to say that they're Local Splash, ask them, what's my security question? They will hang up on you. Okay? That's why we put the security question. We will never ask you to spend more money than the $299 a month. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
And what does it mean?
What this means, yes, that's okay. I always explain this one anyways. What we're saying here, Valentina, is we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just call us so we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We do not want you spending more money if you don't need to.
Okay, so if we like on Yelp,
So Yelp doesn't, we have nothing to do with Yelp. Yelp is completely different. You're fine. If you said, I'm going to run Google Ads, we would tell you, don't do it.
Yeah.
We can help you with Google Ads, right? If you said, I'm going to pay someone to do Facebook ads, we would tell you, don't do it. We're already doing the Facebook ads for you. Okay? So just give us a call is what we're saying and let us know so that way we just don't want you spending more money if you don't need to spend it. Okay? We'd rather you save money. Okay? Now,
thank you.
You're welcome. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is January 9th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $398. This is a 2-month verbal agreement. What that means, Valentina, is that your second payment will be on February 9th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, once your term is completed, once the 2 months are completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 9th day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That is the number that I texted you. 877-635-6225. So you will call that number at least 3 business days before your billing is due if you choose to pause or cancel it. Okay? So if you need to pause it or cancel, you know already, call 3 business days before the 9th so that way you don't get charged. Okay?
What does it mean, pause, if we, like, what?
Means a pause would mean, let's say you guys were going out on vacation for a month, right? Maybe you're going out of town. Or let's say that for some reason the business is on, you guys are kind of not taking on any work for a month or two. You can pause it. You call us and you say, pause the account. We're not charging you, but we're not optimizing you on the first page of Google. There are some people that sometimes go out of the country, right, for a month or two, but they don't want to lose their spot. They're just kind of putting it on a pause. You can do that. You won't lose your position. It's just like kind of pause for a moment, and then when you're ready for us to turn it back on, you call us to turn it back on. Some businesses do it when they're seasonal, like, you know, landscapers, when it's snowing outside, they're not doing any work, right? So sometimes what happens is they put it on a hold. So this way they don't lose their spot because they're not working at that time. Does that make sense? Okay. So I don't know. I don't know if you'll ever go back to Russia and visit with family, right? And you might be gone for a month or two.
We're planning to go,
Are you? Oh, my gosh. How exciting. I bet you it's really cold over there, more cold than what we're having right now, right?
We want to go, like, springtime.
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah, so if you guys were to leave and you're going to be gone a month or two, let us know so that way we can pause it. Okay?
Okay, good.
So do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes,
So I'm processing the payment, and you're going to get a receipt that's going to be sent to the email, and we're going to also send it in a text message. Now, tomorrow, how does your schedule look, Valentina? Because I want to schedule a client interview for you. Now, the client interview is going to take about an hour. We block out an hour, but it could take 30 to 40 minutes. Sometimes a little bit longer because it depends on how many questions or details you have, but I want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. So how does your schedule look for tomorrow? Do you want something in the morning, something like around 1 or 2 o'clock? 3 o'clock would be the latest.
What is the earliest?
The earliest appointments I have are, I actually have 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12. Those are the earlier appointments.
Yeah, 9 to 10 will be posted.
9 to 10. Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you this invite now. If for some reason, because my phone sometimes cuts out if I've been on a call at an hour, if it cuts out on us, I did not hang up on you. I'm calling you right back. Okay, so don't think I hung up on you because I still need to finish some notes. Now, I'm sending you this invite for tomorrow. We're going to call you between 9 and 10 o'clock. We're going to call your phone number, Valentina, and we'll be calling you from an 877 number. So just make sure that you're answering all the calls within that hour. Now, if for some reason we call you, and let's say you're in the middle of something and you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, call me back in 5 or 10 minutes and we'll call you right back. Okay?
Okay.
And I'll send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just in case if you forget. All right? Now, I put appliance repair. Does he do appliance installation too?
No, not installation, no.
So just repairs, all brands and makes?
Yes. And servicing, you know, repairs sometimes need just service. No, I mean, kind of.
Okay, perfect. So let me put that too. Appliance service.
Appliance repair and service, yeah.
Awesome. And I put residential and commercial. Now, the Google business profile, I put it suspended, and we will be assisting claiming. Okay, what is the ID number that you said you had?
No. Yes. Just a second.
No worries. Take your time because I'm going to put it on the notes here. He does air conditioning repair too?
Oh, yeah.
Let me put that in there.
Yeah. Where is the... Okay, are you ready for the number?
I am ready, yes.
Because it's a very long number.
It's okay.
Okay. It's 979-090-957-908-3928.
Beautiful. Okay. And I would just keep that on hand with you tomorrow in case they ask you for it again. I'm putting it in the notes, but they might want to verify again, okay? And he's licensed and insured?
Yes, he does.
Okay. Beautiful. And then I got the Facebook page. Give me 1 second. All right, let's see. And I got your Facebook page here. We got the website here. Let me attach that. What is his hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, he works like from 8 to 7.
Okay.
And Saturday until noon. So,
8 to 7, Monday through Friday. and 8 to noon on Saturday, right?
Uh-huh. And open Sunday.
He's open on Sunday too?
No.
Closed, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say he needs to rest.